very much. Peace be unto you all. How are you all doing this morning? Today is Parents' Day, and our theme is our legacy for our children. Our legacy for our children. Again, a Japadia and Yedibeja Yama. Our legacy for our children. Abrazini Yezu Jehenamba. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful that you are a God of grace and mercy to us. One of the chief means, O Lord, that your grace is with us is your word. And how desperately we need to hear it this morning. Father, we pray that you will open our ears and write your word upon our hearts, that we might live in the light of it, knowing its comfort, peace, commands, and grace. Father, I am an instrument in your hand. Use me to bless your people this morning. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. Beloved of the Lord, while our children are the hope of the future, parents, we are our children's only hope for the present. And it's time for today's parents to assume our positions. The scriptures are very clear. If you look at Psalm 127, verse 3, it says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." You know, while David was writing this psalm, the people of Israel, and of course, I know we as Africans, we always have the mentality of why build a house if it is not a place to raise a family. We build a house and then we make a home in the house. And so it was for them. And why does the watchman protect the city if not for the families that live in it? In other words, the family was and is and has always remained the most important element of our society. But our culture has declared war on the family. And the future of our society is in danger. Satan's war against our children starts right in the womb, when the mother conceives. Efa yufuna na abonsam nenyu abawo ho. It starts right from the womb, and it never stops. Satan has seized every place to which parents have traditionally turned for support. So when you go to our schools, our public schools, our public education system, our children are being indoctrinated in LGBTQ ideology. The entertainment industry undermines the basic moral values we try to instill in our children. The courts are no longer places that administer equal justice to those who violate common standards of decency. And sadly, even many churches entertain our children rather than teach them the truth of God's word. Our children are a target at a very tender age. And I'm from a watch cartoons to cry about the Benin, no worth you one ano. Bessiana Bessia, no worth you one ano. The other day, my two sons were watching TV. They were watching cartoons, and I was sitting with them. And then a scene came where a boy was kissing a boy. And then shortly after, there was another scene where a girl is kissing a girl. And then he calls me up, said, "Dad," I said, "Yeah." I said, "That's wrong, right?" I said, "Yeah." "Oh, boys are only supposed to kiss their parents." I don't know about that, but but even our children, because of the basic values that we give them, they see those things as wrong, but not for so long, because very soon they're going to leave home. And those values that we teach them, if we don't do a good job, they will leave that. And then when you add to this the pornographic media to which our children are exposed, on the web. Be careful what your children watch on the web. Because these days, they embed pornographic material into everything. Now think about it. Those precious little ones, they bear our last names for the guys. I don't know about the women, but they bear your gene. Amen. They have your DNA. They are a gift from God. They bear the image of God. We only have a few years to accomplish our assignments, to bring them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. With such challenging enemies around us, we should not lose the eternal significance of even the one moment of 1 hour and the 1 hour of the day. Because one day we will stand before Him and give account as to how we raised the children that He gave us, the children that He entrusted into our hands. See, God's priority is in creating the world was the family unit. Yankopon obo Adam and Eve. Na Oswayden. Obin Kanchem. Oswayden. One door, right? So that means they should multiply. So family unit was very, very important to God. A father and a mother who love and care for their children. God intended the family to be a channel through which truth is passed from one generation to the next. So if you as the parent, you cannot tell the truth, how can you pass the truth from one generation to the next? Today's Parents' Day. God intended parents to be dominating force in the lives of our children and to have the dominating influence upon their decision-making process. Therefore, it is not only our right, but also our responsibility to do all that we can to minimize Satan's influence upon our children. We need to limit their exposure to the negative influence that is coming from their friends, their schools, and the social media. And I'm gonna If the media will work with me, I'm gonna teach you something in Deuteronomy 6. Let's first look at the verses 5 and 6. Deuteronomy 6, verses 5 and 6. Because parents are to permeate their own hearts with the love of God. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. So what does it mean? We need to have that verbally transferred to our children. First, we must have that. Right? The kind of love that God is asking us to have for Him involves our whole person. It involves our whole person. It says your heart. Your heart is a source of your desires. The heart is the source of our desires. The soul is the seat of our mind, our will, and our emotions. God says, love Him with that. And our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So let the Holy Spirit dwell in you. Amen? Amen? Parents are to saturate their children's mind with the love of God. If you can show me the verse 7. Now God is instructing us what to do with what He said to us about loving Him. The verse 7, only verse 7, so it's clear, please. It says, you shall teach them diligently, diligently to your children. I'm not going to be on bed at home. Should I want to teach them diligently to your children? So verbally, we talk to our children when we sit in our homes. We talk to them when we are on our way to the mall. We talk to them when we are lying in the couch and they are sitting by us watching TV. We talk to them when we rise up in the morning about God and His love. This includes both casual conversations that are salted with the savor of God, our Savior Jesus Christ, as well as during specific times that you have for family devotion. All of us must have time for family devotion. Non-verbally, you shall bind them on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. So we need to visually, what it means, what this scripture means, we need to visually demonstrate our devotion to God. How do we do that? When we eat, we need to pray together with our children so they learn that. We need to study the Bible every day. Let the children see us study the Word of God. We need to set day aside for God so we can worship Him. Parents are to validate their children's faith in God when they ask questions. Those are teachable moments. If you look at verse 20, if you can project for me Deuteronomy 6:20, it says, when your son asks you in time to come, saying, what is the meaning of the testimonies, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord our God has commanded you? Those are teachable moments, right? Those are teachable moments. that parents should share their personal testimony on how and when they were saved and why they loved God so much. This is when parents give their children the reason for the hope that is within them and where their faith in God and biblical foundation for their life values are handed down from one generation to another. Amen. See, as a minister and a parent, I exhort today's parents to do whatever is required to prepare their children to face the spiritual battle that is ahead of them. Lead them to respect and revere the word of God, that they will make the same resolution as Daniel did as a teenager. To purpose in their heart that they will not disobey God, even if they suffer persecution for their decision. Show them that you don't care to suffer persecution for your love for Christ. So here's what I tell everybody. And I used to say that a lot when I was in Oregon. I used to say, and we heard that in the scriptures read today, what Joshua said, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Turn to your neighbor and say, "As for me and my household, we shall serve the Lord." So if I'm going to serve the Lord, then here's what I want to teach my children. I want to teach my children to read God's word, to cherish it, to pray through it, and to grow in it as I have been during my new life with Christ. And I urge you to do the same. I want my children to see my struggle, my pain, my wrestling, my fear, my doubt, my sorrow, and my joy. So in my Bible, I highlight stuff and I make little notes. Someday I'll pass my Bible on to my children and they will see that. I want them to see how I failed and how I have prevailed during different seasons of my walk with Christ. I want them to see how important the Bible was or has been to Daddy. One day, if God wills, I will live to see my children understand that book that has consistently proven true and sufficient for their father. They will read the words of life that gave me life. They will see a father who felt inadequate as a parent as he prayed through Ephesians 5. They will see a minister who agonized over the church while reading through Jeremiah. They will see a husband who thanked God for his wife of his heart as I studied Songs of Solomon and Proverbs. And they will see a man who was saved by grace through Christ while studying Romans. They will know that Daddy did not just read that book only to mount the pulpit, but that he needed that book every day of his life. Hallelujah. They will know how much I long for them to be men and women of the book, the Bible. I give my children money for offering every day when they come to church. The two little ones are in children's service, but I give them money for offering. It doesn't matter how much I give them, even if I give them a dollar. It is the value that I'm teaching them. That's what's important. To nurture them, to know, to come to God's house, not empty-handed. I pay my tithe. I had my teenage daughter pay tithe. She's a student. But if I give her money, she has earned something. And she needs to pay tithe from now. When she does summer job, she needs to pay tithe. It's the essence of what I'm teaching her. My wife will probably be mad at me if she keeps hearing me say, I. What we are teaching her or them. Amen? See, we teach our children how to obey God's word, how to be obedient to God's commands. Because when you pay your tithe, you help advance the work of God. Don't think about anything else. When you come in and give an offering in church or pay your tithe, say, I am doing this because I want to advance God's work. Amen. Don't think about the minister that's sitting there. Ministers will come and go, but God will remain the same forever and ever. Amen. As I bring my message to a close, maybe you will start to read the Bible with or to your children. Maybe you will write a journal for your children, or maybe you will demonstrate faithfulness in another way. Whatever God has called you to do, make it a priority for the sake of His glory and the good of your children. Do not despise the small, seemingly insignificant influence of everyday faithfulness to Jesus in the presence of your children. Let them see you reading the Bible. Let them see you praying. Let them see you giving offering in church. Let them see you paying tithe. Talk to them about it. Be faithful in your tithing. Let them hear you singing praise to God. Let them hear you confess your sins and embrace the assurance of pardon that you possess in Jesus Christ alone. May God grant us to see the importance of preparing our children to be men and women of the faith. May He strengthen us to point them to Jesus. May we work by God's grace to leave a legacy of faithfulness for the ones God has given us as children, for the ones who see us and know us best. Our children. May He grant us in due time, and may He grant them in due time, that they may walk in the footsteps of their parents' faith. Amen.